This is the Last Week in IT podcast, your best show about the IT world, presented to you by Jan and Pavel, two experts in their fields. Technology, business, analytics, project leading, mentoring, teaching, coaching, and much more. We talk IT.
Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on the time of listening to our podcast. This is the second episode of the second season of Last Week in IT, where with Paweł Piwosz, we are happy to announce that today we actually have our co-host from the first season, Kuba, joining us today to discuss yet another interesting topic. Because last week, with Paweł, we kind of started talking about the Women in Technology mentoring program, and it actually drove us to a conclusion that we started to think whether it really makes sense right now in these current circumstances to consider transitioning the professional career towards the IT world and IT industry in general, because with the improvement of artificial intelligence and with potential coding capabilities, there might be now not necessarily the right time or the right opportunity to consider that movement. There are also other factors that we'll discuss today. But before we'll drill down into the topic, let me welcome my co-host today, Kuba, Paweł. Happy to have you here with our second episode of the second season.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, happy to hear your voice, Kuba. And yeah, hello everyone. And second season, second episode, it looks like anniversary for us, right?
It looks like 22.
Yes, 22 years in the business.
Is it already has been so long?
For some of us, might be.
I actually recently started to realize that I'm approaching 20 years, and that's kind of scary already.
Yeah, so I, you know, I passed the mark of 25, so yeah.
Either you started early or you have really good genes.
I'm not sure.
But, guys, question to you. What do you think, looking at the current circumstances in the IT world, the companies that are organizing layoffs of the employees, is there still a need? Is there still a good opportunity to consider transition of the IT career towards, transition of the career towards IT? Or you think right now it's better to sit tight and observe what's happening in the market?
Good question. I think the best answer to this kind of question is one of my favorites, and probably everyone from every industry, all kinds of experts, they know this answer. And probably you already, like, you might be guessing, what is it?
It depends.
It depends. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Because on one side, if we think about like reasons why someone might transition to IT, it could be because of money. It could be because they heard IT is extremely like simple work. You just need to go through this like first step of becoming a junior, and then the life is sweet. Maybe. But maybe someone is planning to do it because someone just want to learn or like to write code, or, you know, like have some kind of other reasons than those that probably are very, very popular. And if it's not about the sweetness description of the job, if it's not because of the money itself, then why not? I would say, if you like it, why not? Even if let's say, you know, some kind of artificial intelligence will take your main responsibilities in 10 years, you will experience something. You will like it, right? But if it's only due to external factors like money or flexibility, then it might be difficult for you to strive and to stay in this and to enjoy it and to have next 10 years nice. So I think it depends. What do you think about that, guys?
I think I agree with you completely. It depends generally on a couple of factors. So first of all, what kind of industry in IT you are. For example, the last layoffs, the most popular one, what triggered us really around was related to gaming industry, right? So Sony, so Electronic Arts, these two are related to gaming. And looks like in gaming world, we have worse situation right now than we had before. I'm not sure. I can try to even, you know, find some crazy ideas like platforms like Roblox, for example, can be a factor here as well, because you have a platform where it's reasonably easy to create a game, and a lot of young people, kids, whatever, play Roblox, not buying different kind of games. So this may be at least some factor here, but looks like gaming industry is in huge risk. But there are a lot of other industries where probably you can start your career. And this will be silly, but probably AI industry is the best industry right now to start your career in IT world, because you know AI is not something what just exists. You need to develop it, you need to program it, you need to teach it like how it should behave, etc., etc. And we are still in the beginning of the road. So maybe I'm too optimistic or naive, but I don't see any reasons why AI really will take my or our jobs in recent years, in the close future. Probably one day it will happen, right? But maybe not in my area, at least, DevOps world. The thing is that if we take this as an opportunity, as a thing which we can learn, adapt to it, probably this is the way how we should go with that.
Pavel, you said that AI is, let's say, now it's trending, right? But do you think that, like, someone who's completely outside the IT industry is capable in, is like, I know it's like everyone is capable to do that, but is it easy for someone to transition to AI? Because I have huge doubts, because there is like, you know, like engineering, there is like statistic involved, there is like plenty of different fields. So it might be more time consuming, let's say. I'm not saying that it's difficult and it's not possible, but time consuming comparing to becoming, let's say, Java engineer, like it was like 2 years, 5 years ago.
I think you touch very, very important element here, because with a lot of emerging and in last 10 years, I think even boot camps, things like that, we heard very often that, hey, after 3 months, you will be like seasoned developer, you will be able to do front end, back end, whatever, right? What is not true, but with this, let me call this a lie, because this is generally a lie. We as an industry, let's say, because not we personally, three of us, we started to produce like hundreds and thousands of almost junior developers. And this is very important, almost junior developers. And those people in their minds, because of their so-called teachers, thought they are strong enough to enter and start producing code. And they were able to produce the code, but the quality of the code was the same like quality of this bootcamp. Right now with AI, I believe you are correct that it will be quicker to see that it's not that way, because there is also data involved. There is a lot of elements, right, in AI. In order to prepare proper model, proper AI system, you have to have proper knowledge, and you cannot do it just like after 3 weeks or 3 months of bootcamp. I at least this is what I think, and I think this is somehow like Yasiu said on the beginning, that we will connect somehow to the mentoring from previous episode, etc. I think that in this case, the approach with mentoring has much more to offer than doing bootcamps. really.
Now, this is also something that I was laughing a bit while Pavel, you were talking when you mentioned about this 3 months bootcamp, because it kind of reminded me of a situation I faced several years ago, where I was approached by one of the companies, I will not disclose the name, that they were looking for people to become trainers and train new generations of business analysts in just 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That was the goal. And I told them that based on my experience, you know, that's completely irrational to even attempt to try to teach someone the whole business analysis concept in just 6 weeks. And I said that the bare minimum I can do is to have at least 3 months of the program. And of course, my offer and the program that I suggested for teaching people various things was rejected just because what I was told, right? It's too long and no participants would be interested in paying the money to learn for such a huge amount of time. And sometimes it's, you know, it's all about the business, not necessarily about teaching the people. Now, you and I, we've both are mentors in that mentoring program that we discussed in our last mm-hmm. episode. And you and I know both that for us, it's not about participating in the program and just, you know, do this 3 or 4 months of meetups just because that's the rules of the program, that's the rules of engagement. We all went above and beyond to teach those people and continue teaching them even though the program already finished. We went to this closing event, but we still continued to talk with our mentees and to teach them, just because for us it was more important to actually share some knowledge and to ease the transition towards the IT world rather than just to, you know, do the obligation of just completing a couple of meetups.
Yes, and I think, you know, that covering also the thing which you, Kuba, said, that I think that the reason why people want so much to transition to IT is not only the money itself, because there are also other areas where you can earn a lot of money, right? You can be a lawyer, but you cannot be a lawyer after 3 months of bootcamp, I think, at least. Right. And I think that the guilt, if I can say this in quotes, is rather on the IT side, not people who want to transition to IT. Because we as an industry, I'm saying this, we as an industry, we tell to people, hey, come to IT. It's so easy. 3 months and you will be seasoned developer. And they don't have this knowledge, is this true or not, because from where they should have it, and they go with this and they believe in this because they pay for it, right?
I think this is not only it's not only coming from IT industry. The same stuff happened in because you know, guys, that I came from the industry of training, of education, coaching, etc. And exactly the same happened, I think, like 10 years ago, when maybe more or less, let's say, let's not stick to this number that I shared, but when coaching emerged in Poland, at least, but I think I observed it because I spoke with my colleagues from other countries. They said the same. So I think I can refer to the, like, probably the whole world. And then, just like from nowhere, like from left side, from right side, you got like become a coach in 2 days, become a coach just reading this website. I will just give you a certification. You will receive a diploma, blah, 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 and so on.
Yes, and say very smart word, sentences like find internal power in you.
And
some kind of bullshit like this, right?
Yes, yes. And when I was back then, I was fully immersed in this industry. I've started to feel really bad as a person who served such service because I graduated from psychology. So let's say I have some understanding. I spent like plenty of Polish zlotys to for my additional education in this direction. Like I have, I don't even remember the number of diploma certifications and so on before this kind of courses emerge. And I started to think like this occupation as a coach, which is valuable, and the service was started to become something that was not as it's supposed to be. I'm not sure is it happening like that with software engineer. I think that maybe some similarities I can spot here, like that the perception of a person who work as a software engineer, probably this is some kind of just assumption of a person, not everyone works like that, is that you don't have to work a lot. Maybe you're lazy because you're receiving so many benefits and so on and so on. If someone can learn what you do in, let's say, 2 weeks, then probably it's not really important what you do. So it's easy to become such person. So probably there's like even more stereotypes about this. I think some episodes back we talk about them. I don't know where it lead us, but the conclusion when it comes to you ask about the AI and the risk, oh, it always comes back like a boomerang, this question. And before starting this episode, we discuss about what the owner, the CEO of NVIDIA shared, that like at least the media was suggesting that everyone should drop and forget about learning coding, right? I remember my conversation a few years ago when I spoke with my friend who said that he believes, and I was completely agree with him, that everyone will know some kind of, like maybe not the language as a coding language, but will understand the coding itself, like reading books, because it become some kind of common skill, like writing, like using Excel. That's like this kind of, like, you know, it won't be extremely difficult because the standard level of understanding will just like move a bit. Like years ago, only some kind of accountant probably could use potentially old Excel tool. I don't even know what was it in the, like, you know, beginning of 90s. But now everyone uses Excel, right? So might be that the coding will look the same. So like it will move towards coding, like everyone will understand some kind of coding, but of course more advanced things will stay. And not everyone will be able to write extremely difficult marks in Excel, for instance. Like there is competition about this as far as I remember.
Yes, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm. Two things I would like to mention, Kuba, about what you just said, that about a year and a half ago, I received a request from one of our colleagues to actually mentor him, because he wanted to switch his career from being a .NET developer to be a business analyst, just because he was exhausted of the fact how quickly evolves the .NET technology altogether, and how challenging it is for him to keep up to date with latest trends and with the variations to this technology. Now, what he told me was that as he is exhausted, he realizes that business analysts, all that they do is that they just have meetings and they do all the talking. And as he has a perfect English and he likes to meet people and he likes to talk to people, he thinks that makes all of the required skills of him to become a business analyst. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads me towards the second point, what I want to mention, that when it comes to this overall transition, I'm not saying it's a wrong thing. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the right time or it's the wrong time. But what I would encourage our listeners, and what I would encourage everyone actually, to consider the justification. Why do they want to go through that step? And what is their understanding of the leap that they're just about to go through. And to make sure that they have the right perception and the responsibilities that they will be involved in, just so that if they want to make that leap, they would have all of the awareness, or at least as much awareness as possible, to not be surprised once they will actually start and realize that potentially that grass is not as green as it was supposed to be in their dreams.
Oh yes, definitely. And backing up for a second what Kuba said about Excel, that if you go to fmworldcup.com, you'll see that Microsoft Excel become eSport. And yes, I know how it sounds, but yes, that's the truth. So you can be an accountant and sportsman in the same time. But what you said is exactly right, Yasiu. And I think that programs, mentoring programs, especially mentoring programs like the one where we are the mentors, the Women in Tech, is the place where you should really start, because this is very safe environment for you as a potential person who want to potentially change your occupation to find out if it's really what you expect and what you want to do, right? Because there you are paired with someone who is experienced, hopefully, who is not, well, selling your bullshit, let's be honest, and who can drive you through the pros and cons of these positions. Because for all positions, there are pros and cons. That's obvious. And maybe your personality is not exactly what pretend you to be on this position. Or you will realize that this world is not like rosy only, but it's really dark and dumpy, right? So
I would even suggest, before going to the mentoring, to consider some kind of career advising workshop, meaning to find what characteristics of you as a person can describe you, what you are good at, what you like to do, and those three things, Kuba, maybe you will be able to remind me. This attitude, aptitude, and the third one. Oh, damn, I completely forgot right now. My brain doesn't work. But
so this is the homework for our listeners to find out what is the third.
Yeah, exactly.
And give us in the comments.
but joking aside, I mean, it's just, it's really important to make sure that before we even proceed with mentoring, we will really consider options and possibilities for us to see, you know, what are the positions and what are the, which of those positions that are available in the IT world we can relate to and we can find interesting for ourselves.
From this perspective, I have one thought. I would even advise, if I could, but no one is asking, but I would ask others, I mean, like other people, to share with me some kind of, let's say, feedback, their perspective, in which areas I'm good. Because I work a lot with people who are trying to find, let's say, the direction in their life when it comes to life, career, like thinking about changing something, transition, etc. And one of the things is that you might like some stuff, some kind of, let's say, activities, but you might not be as good as you are. And from many studies, we know that people who are extremely effective and who likes the job or the meaning of the work they do is usually those who are really good in the area. So if there are like doing something that it's not extremely, extremely, extremely difficult for them, it's quite easy because they're good in this. It's natural for them. And like, not always it's so obvious from just asking ourselves the question, what I would like to do. Sometimes we just need to receive some information from outside. That's one thing. And the second thing, I might be throwing the cat among pigeons here, because you referred about to mentoring, I notice this is that comes from my experience, but I noticed that when any kind of AI models like ChatGPT became available, I noticed that it speed up my understanding of some like learning new things. And I'm not referring to the skills, because skills it's difficult to learn them by just reading and interacting with this kind of toolbox, but rather some understanding of concepts. And I know that you mentioned that mentoring, having some real mentor, is extremely useful. Completely agree with you. Like, I'm fully agree with you. But I would say as well that when it comes, at least when it comes to IT world, many things, if someone want to transition, can be easily speed up by using, let's say, ChatGPT or any kind of other, this kind of tool. Like, for instance, asking the question, how the, like, what is protocol or how it works, how network works, and you can receive very quickly some answers. And there is even a better way, I would say, a way by using analogies, because when you ask and prompt the ChatGPT, for instance, please explain me what is TCP and IP and UDP. Those are the protocols for those who are not aware of this. You will receive some answer. But still, if you're transitioning, it might be completely too difficult for you to catch it, to understand, maybe too complex. So there is a very useful tool, which we call analogies. And I think we might discuss about this maybe in some other episode to touch this topic, because from my perspective as a person who spent, I don't even don't remember, like 20 years in soft skills and human capital area, and now working from inside in software engineering, I think that this is something that it's completely forgotten, or people, they don't treat it as a tool. So I might be trying to persuade you guys to touch this topic in the future.
That does sound quite interesting, and I'm completely for it. As for now, we are approaching the end of our episode. I found out what is the third word. So it's all about aptitude, meaning what you are good at, interest, what you love, and personality of who you are. And try to identify the best combination, because the overlap of those three circles might be a good idea to actually consider transitioning to any other professional career, not necessarily only to IT. And to actually, what we could recommend, or what I could recommend, is try to identify your career values. What is important for you? Whether it's about leadership, maybe autonomy, maybe enjoying the flexibility or having some recognition. Start asking yourself those questions to identify what you want to do and how important those things are for you, and then the answers will come flying. For now, guys, as always, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Great hearing your insights. We'll definitely discuss that topic that Kuba, you suggested. And for now, let me just wish you all a wonderful rest of the day. Please take good care of yourself. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy. And I hope to speak to you again soon.
And listen to our next episode. Thank you very much, and have a nice whatever part of the day or night you are.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Last Week in IT podcast. As we wrap up today's episode, we invite you to share your thoughts with us. Feel free to reach out, comment, subscribe, and like our show to not miss any new episode. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy, and we'll see you again next time.